drove me crazy are the ones put me down.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spent all my money, I just did not care, took all my friends down for a good time, bought bootleg whiskey. Lost all my good friends, I did not have nowhere to go. If I get my hands on
again. Everybody wants to be your old long lost friend. I said it's mighty strange how to die. Nobody knows you when you're down and out, yeah.
Like we're heading the same way we came. Everything is changing, and everything's the same.
People are out there doing. Out there doing
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whisketeers here at 4:13 in the morning. I'm actually just trying to get this backtrack going. But in the meantime, who do I got with me on this Zoom call?
What's up? It's Jackson.
Hello, Jackson.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up? It's Chris.
Who's the yoer? Oh, shit, it's Chris. What's up, Chris? Let's see if this backtrack works. I got some Miles Davis queued up.
All right.
Does everyone hear it?
No.
Well, that stinks. I guess I'll just stop
no,
it.
I
don't. That's so
sick. Oh, I hear it.
Oh, sick. It works.
It's just really quiet. It's.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really quiet. It's a back.
Oh, this is okay. I see. This is some background music.
But yeah. Anyways, we're on William Shatner's Whisketeers, as we are every few weeks. We actually have it for the next 5 weeks, so we're gonna be in your ears for the next 5 weeks here at 4 a.m. till 6 a.m. on William Shatner's Whisketeers. We got a lot planned for tonight's show. Not sure if these plans will come to fruition, though. We have a big interview that we've planned. Not sure if it's going to come through tonight, but good thing we have the show for the next month. We got some wild and wacky stories from my friend Jackson over here. We got...
I actually do have one from today.
Interesting little tidbits from Chris.
Yeah, I actually have this like this really bittersweet rejection from a label that we got with as Pomegranate Planet, because like so, as you guys know, I'm a big Krongbin fan, and I wanted to take our power trio into the direction of Krongbin, and we basically made a Krongbin type song, and then one of the rejections we just got today was like, I'm a big Krongbin fan. And I love the song, but this sounds too much like Krongbin, and I'm afraid it's going to get compared to them too much.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he said it's too much of a one-to-one, like he did like the one-to-one ratio thing with Krongbin.
And what's like, a one-to-one ratio?
It was just saying it's like too like on the nose, like Krongbin.
Interesting.
And like, he's like, so I love the song, but I don't know if I'd be able to like promote it because like people are just gonna compare it to Krong. And so like that was like the craziest rejection, like because we like kind of achieved what we were trying to do, but like that was the reason for the rejection.
Damn. Well, I'm sorry you got rejected, but I'd take it
it's
as
okay. It's okay. There's
thing
been
because
a lot.
You got compared to Krongbin also.
Yeah, I know that was like. In like the sea of reject, like it's gotten rejected by a bunch of, but that one I was like, this is a nice reason to be rejected.
Yeah, I'm actually really interested in hearing the song. If you want, you could send it over. We could put it.
It's unreleased, but like this one is my favorite. Or like we have a few new ones that I really like, but like this one is one of my favorites.
Yeah, send it on over.
And we outsourced the mastering to this dude in Ohio. And it was only $25.
Sick.
But, you know, that stuff makes all the difference.
It makes all the moolah.
So, yeah, I mixed it, but then this dude, like, just mastered it. Just like some guy Mark found online.
Send it on over.
All right.
It'd be interesting to be that guy in Ohio. Just, like, who knows where in Ohio. Like,
yeah,
be, like on a farm.
Yeah.
Soaking in like this creation of like a night in Montreal.
Yeah, I know. That's
like,
true.
The people on the other end of this, like, unless he knows Mark personally, I don't know what.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Mark literally just like Googled like mastering people, and like we use this website called SoundBetter.com where you could find like both mixing and mastering people, but also if like you need like a trumpet or something on your song, like you can find somebody
dope.
That does. Or if you need someone to like write you a, I don't know, chord part, like you could, yeah. soundbetter.com.
Soundbetter.com. Let's promote it on to these airwaves here.
Yeah, it worked for us. Like
soundbetter.com. Nice. Jackson recommends it. I recommend you check it out. Yabuna,
kinda like, listening it's kind of like it. Fiverr for musicians, I guess.
Beautiful. Shout out to soundbetter.com. Anyways, we're just starting the show. We should get back into some more tunes before getting deeper into the conversations as we tend to do. It's good to get our listeners hooked. Shout out to you guys that are listening. We're going to get you hooked and addicted, I hope. And anyways, Jackson, it's funny that you're speaking about Krongbin because the next track that I had on the queue.
Yeah, that's why I saw it on your list. That's why I thought of that.
Word, that's really funny.
Because it was also today, so like I...
Have you heard this song? It's a song that Krongbin did with Paul McCartney.
No, I haven't, actually.
Yeah, they feature on a Paul McCartney song.
Dude, that's so interesting.
An album that just came out, like, this week.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
I haven't heard it. That's really crazy, though. Like, I'm glad that Paul McCartney likes them, too, because that's sick.
Who can't like them, you know? But there's a bunch of big names on this album. There was, like, even a song with Anderson .Paak. I haven't listened to
really?
That. I just discovered this song through like my release radar on Spotify. But anyways, I'm gonna.
Dude, Paul McCartney just stayed cool his whole life. From the time he was like, you know, just always cool.
Yeah. Never went out of style.
Never went out of style. Like, people still.
I feel like Mick Jagger kind of went out of style though. Like, there's like.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. Like, his stuff's like less timeless. Like,
and like he's like the stuff that he does lately, I don't know, he came out with a song actually recently. I heard that song. It's weird that I heard that but I didn't hear.
Wait, what song is that?
I don't, it's with Dave Grohl. I don't even know what it's called.
Okay, yeah, I haven't heard that either,
but it's like, okay, let's just get, I gotta hear this song.
I mean, that sounds good too, but Krongbin, Paul McCartney, that's
yeah, sounds so much better.
let's
throw it on. Let's get back into the music and get more jiggy with the conversations later on.
All right.
Anyways, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's currently 4:20 in the morning. I wish you a blessed 4:20 in the morning as my friend Jackson hits his vape right on here. Shout out to the herb. Anyways, here's a song called Pretty Boys by Paul McCartney and Krongbin. Stay tuned for some more good old classic Whiskey Tears. Thank you.
No one by
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at 4:43 in the morning. It's the crack of dawn, as some would call it. The crack of the crack. What's up, Chris?
What's up? I like to say ass crack of dawn.
Yeah, the ass crack of dawn. Jackson, how's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Oh,
pretty good.
Sick. Yeah, it's good to hear that you're doing well in the.
Oh yeah, I was just muting my Discord real quick because I forgot.
Oh yeah, that's all good. Don't worry about it.
All right.
I'm gonna get a backtrack going again. Some Thelonious Monk, you know.
You guys know there was a supermoon? Speaking of dawn.
Yeah, it's a.
Did you guys see the?
Yeah, I saw some people's pictures. It looked like a pretty crazy moon.
It's like a really full moon.
The moon is like always craziest, I feel like.
Close full moon.
Right when it's first rising. Like when it looks big as hell. And it like looks like it looks like a different planet. Or like, you know, like it looks like a full blown, you know? It looks like Star Wars sometimes when you see like a crazy moon like that.
Yeah, sometimes it looks like the two moons of Tatooine.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I saw yesterday. Was privy to that view.
Yeah, I saw some people's pictures of it today. It looked beautiful.
So apparently that has some effect on astrology. I was reading something about like if you're a Scorpio, you might feel drained because like Pluto's in retrograde or something. I was like trying to like make sense of this, like of like, you know, my
pseudoscience.
No, but like my initial reaction is always like to pseudoscience, but it's like we're still like, even after like hundreds of years of like astronomy and shit, like we're still just like dumb animals. Like we don't really know like what's happening with like the like infinite space around us, and we're just like trying to like gauge like how our movement in this thing like called a solar system is like affecting our energies. Like we really don't know, and basically like I don't know, like often it sounds like really bullshit, and I guess you could call it a pseudoscience because it doesn't use a scientific method. Mm-hmm. But like can you totally discredit it?
No, I don't think you could totally discredit it. I think it's important for a lot of people, and I'm not saying it's bad thing. It helps a lot of people make sense of their lives, and I honestly think like a lot of things like astrology, like tarot, like I was talking to Jackson and my friend Nick about this today, like even if I don't believe in them per se, the generalized statements that are made from them, because a lot of astrology is a lot of very generalized statements that could apply to anyone in any situation. Sure. But it's what you take of those statements, and then it allows you to reflect on your own life and on things going on in your life related to those statements. I think those are the valuable parts of astrology and like tarot and all these things, is it just allows you to like make sense of things going on with you by like mm-hmm. these leading statements that are made.
True. It's very open-ended, and you can like, even if it's not exactly as described, you're like, yeah, like an aspect of that is true.
Yeah, exactly. And it just allows some people to put things into perspective, I think, a little bit, which is cool.
I feel like it's like, so things that like do, like people can do a similar thing with, I feel like are like fortune cookies or just like songs.
Exactly. Like
songs in a different way. You ever have like a, like you're kind of like looking, it's like one of those days where you're kind of like looking for something helpful from a fortune cookie almost, like you're like ready to welcome whatever statement it is, and then it's like something really, really stupid that means nothing.
Yeah, I've gotten plenty of stupid fortune cookie fortunes, definitely.
That's a hard job.
Yeah, writing people's fortunes is a hard job. I actually have an interesting story I wanted to bring up on the show tonight, and given the backtrack that's going behind this right now, it's the perfect moment. It's called In a Sentimental Mood by Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. And speaking of sentimental moods, I had a really interesting experience this past weekend with my dad, with my lovely father. My dad, in like recent years, you know, he likes to just let loose on the weekends. But anyways,
he's legally entitled.
Yeah, exactly. He's a great guy. He loves it. My dad came, like, knocked on my door and showed up to my place. And he comes inside and he, like, seems like he's, like, in tears. And, like, he just sits on my bed and he's like, I just had the craziest experience of my life. And I was like, what happened? And he seemed, like, pretty, like, emotional. And he was telling me how he was speaking to his dad on the phone. And, like, about childhood memories, like, some things that were done when he was a child. And all of a sudden, it, like, transported him in time. Like, he, like, would close his eyes and he was transported in time back to those very moments. And he was, like, so amazed by it. And, you know, to me, like, that's something that happens to me pretty often. Like, I could listen to a song, smell a certain smell, or, like, have a certain experience that'll, like, transport me in time, make me very nostalgic. But my dad got really, really emotional about it. He said it's never ever happened to him before to experience something like that, to be like transported completely in time just through a conversation. And I just thought that was pretty interesting, to go through one's entire life and not like ever really get like a moment where you're just like brought back to like some happy times. Yeah, it was just pretty interesting. My dad was like pretty shook up about it. Like, he'd never experienced nostalgia like that. And he asked me if I had, and I'm a lot younger than him, of course. And I was like, yeah, of course I've experienced something like that. And he just couldn't believe what he experienced. He's like, it's honestly crazy what I just experienced. Like, it's incredible what the mind could do. And I was like, yeah, it's really an insane thing. You should sit with it more and like try and remember other things, and you'll have those same moments, you know. And it's just pretty crazy that out of his entire life, like out of his 50, like 6 or 7 years that he's alive, like that's the first time he's ever experienced that. It's pretty wild.
It's probably even more intense. Like, you've had those moments and like we're only like 23.
Yeah.
And like, you know, for somebody twice our age and then some, like, you know, it's like there's so much to remember, and what he was remembering is probably like so much further than like we've been alive, you know?
Yeah, and he said it was just so vivid. It was like really interesting to like witness that and see him go through that and like feel that. He was like very emotional about it, and not in like a fully sad way, in like a happy way too, that he got to experience that. So it was really interesting. And yeah, that was like a really, like, it led to some really interesting conversations with my dad that night. And just like him talking about like his memories and his life and how quick life has just gone by, and for him to just like flash back like that and feel like he's in those moments, he was like, he told me like he still feels like he's that age, like, and that he never feels like he's like old or like in his like 50s, and it's only like when he looks in the mirror or like realizes his kids are old and things like this that it like puts things into perspective, and it like makes him think, oh wait, maybe I am old. But he said like in his brain he still feels like a 20 or 30 year old. And it just like made me think like, yeah, like no one in life really knows what the fuck they're doing, and we're probably gonna be like that when we're that old. Like, everyone is just running around life like not knowing what the fuck they're doing, just feeling like the same kid that they were when they were a kid, you know. It's really interesting to hear that from him, I think, because like from a parent figure who was like your parent throughout your entire life, to just say I still feel like the same kid I was is like a really interesting thing. And it just shows you like no one knows what the fuck they're doing, and we're kind of all just going through it, you know.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool to like still have that like youthful mentality, like not seeing anything as like past you, really, like like the mindset of like, I feel like a 20 or 30 year old is like, there's still so much ahead of you. And I feel like that's the right way to live life.
Definitely. But I feel like, I don't know, like even like myself, like sometimes like right now I don't feel old necessarily. I'm still in like my 20s, but
yeah,
like thinking about how I will be thinking in like my 50s, like I feel like I'll still feel like the same person, you know? I don't know. So it's just interesting to think in that way.
Well, when I, you still like, do you still feel like you're a different person than you were like 5 years ago? Cause like when I think about like things that I did and like, you know, what I was interested in 5 years ago, I feel like it was like, I was a very different person. My brain hadn't gone in like so many different directions.
I definitely feel like I was a different person 5 years ago, but I feel like there's a certain point in life where you just reach this level where like you still grow every day, of course, but you kind of just feel like the same person in a certain way, if you know what I mean.
Like you find yourself at a certain point, you think?
I think you find yourself, and I think you're always finding yourself throughout life and like growing, and it's not good to stay stagnant, of course, but I don't know. I feel like just as you get older and like progress through life, life does start going by quicker. And like, that's like just a thing.
Oh, totally.
Because it's like putting life into perspective and the proportion of years lived versus like 5 years ago. Like, you know, like 1 year of my life was like less of a percentage. I mean, more of a percentage of my life than it would be now. Yeah. So it's just like the years just start going by a lot faster as you get older. And yeah, it's just like one day we're like going to be like probably like in our like 40s, 50s and just be like, what the fuck, you know?
Well, yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's almost like we're like picking up speed in our minds as we go around the sun, you know? Like our circle is like, it's not like staying the same circumference. Like it's getting like it's shrinking like a spiral. Like every
exactly.
year, like our perception of time is like
gets shorter and shorter
smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah,
and I feel that, dude. Like this winter, like we came out of it. I mean, it's also paired with like climate change. I feel that, like, oh, it's like holy crap! Like the winter was like terrible for a second, but like we're out of it. Like it's spring now. Like that's how I feel this year, sort of. Like it kind of went quick, and I know that part of it's like, okay, like weather is unpredictable because like, you know, our climate has been changed and is still changing. We can't really, like, everything's precarious.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not, like, hard dates that you can count on. But also, it's, like, at the same time, it's just moving quicker. You've seen fall so many different times. You know, like, you know how it goes, sort of.
Yeah, you always know how it goes. Precisely.
Yeah, so do you guys think that all of time exists at once?
Yeah. Time doesn't exist.
Have you seen that?
You're the whole person the whole time, and like you're just like moving through this one plane like of time.
Yeah.
But like I feel like when you're a kid you don't think you're young, and when you're old you don't think you're old. But like we're like, I don't know, the thing that thinks you're you is like separate from your body's age.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, the thing that thinks you're you is an interesting part of you.
Yeah, it's like separate from your body.
It seems like outside of time and space for that reason.
Well, it is.
Like your,
you know,
consciousness,
like when you
is
have like meditative
separate
experiences, and like people that meditate regularly and can dissociate themselves from themselves, you know, and like lose their ego in a way, like time and space just kind of does lose itself in a way. And that happens like when you're on a psychedelic journey as well, you know, like time and space just no longer exist because you're no longer you. Like you have like this ego death of sorts. And your conceptualizations of like relating towards the past and towards the future just don't exist anymore.
Right. Know? Has everyone floating here experienced that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jackson, have you?
Wait, what, like time, you, like what?
No, like Ego does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy
thing. Yeah, my bad. I wasn't paying attention. But yeah, like.
No, no, no.
I remember the. Yeah, I remember the first time. And I became a I was experiencing everything just purely like for what it was, without like the lens of like anything really. And it was, yeah, I still remember. I had like remnants of like people I knew in my head, but I didn't know who any of them were. And I was just like experiencing everything I was seeing for what it was, like pretty crazy.
Life is a doozy.
Yeah, I guess that's what you're aiming for in a normal day. Like, that's like reaching nirvana, is like
reaching the highest power.
Yeah, you're just like purely in the moment all the time.
Yep.
Like, there's no like, you know, your future self and your past self will also have it figured out if you just have it figured out in this moment right now. You don't have to worry about it. But like the anxiety and like stuff like that comes from like worrying about stuff that's not in the present.
Exactly. It's just stuff about the past.
So it's like you have to like master just being completely here. Which is really
here
hard.
Now.
That's
but
really
the ego
hard.
Death kind of can teach you like the direction, I think.
It makes me wonder, like, how did the human brain function before we had like language, and like our brain was like every single thought that we thought was like formed through some system of signifiers, like either through language or like, you know, you look at a thing and you already have like the bias of like that's a plant versus that's something mad made or something like that. Like, you're experiencing everything like in context. Like,
yeah.
I feel like what you're talking about is like the context is removed, like as is, like,
yeah.
I feel like humans always, like, even without language, you could still have anxiety and thoughts, like images about the past and the future and emotions.
That's true.
About this, even
but we
like
didn't
without,
have clocks.
Like, yeah, we didn't have clocks, but we had the sun and light to tell us time.
Yeah, but not the months either. I mean, I'm just saying that like our brain is going through so much more to like let mm-hmm. go, you know, and to
definitely
get back
life
to, like,
is a
what,
lot more regimented. What,
yeah, and we're like going through, you know, like whole, like all our thoughts are mediated through like thousands of years of like human civilization, like having like extremely good record keeping, like more than any other species that's ever existed. Like, our brain works in a different way than like ours would have as animals, and it makes me wonder, like, are dogs and like other animals like having that sort of experience where